Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I am your host, Dougie Almeida, coming to you live from Simpsonville, South Carolina. Welcome to the show. We got a great show today. My good friend and fellow comedian, Steve Mudflap McGrew, is going to be joining us. And we're going to open up with a little story. You know, sometimes as a comic, you just want to get stage time. You know what I mean? And I got to do a couple shows out in Panama this weekend. And, you know, they're one-nighters and stuff where you don't get a hotel. And boy, sometimes finding a hotel during spring break can be a challenge. But I'm going to tell this story with my good friend here. Let's bring Steve McGrew on to the show. Welcome.
Welcome! I'm bringing energy back.
Yeah, you are, man. The fucking Pegasus and the unicorns and shit.
Well, you know that video is that's the scenery I do when I do Liberal Larry's, the hi everybody, I'm Larry.
Yeah, woke Larry. Here's the thing. I'm just hoping. I don't know. The last time you're on our program, YouTube banned us. YouTube banned our show.
Completely banned that episode.
Just that episode. And they said, you know, don't mess up this. We'll go ahead and, you know, sweep this one under the rug. But let's make sure you don't be giving out any, you know, bad misinformation when it comes to, you know, vaccines stuff and all that. Yeah. So who
did it? I mean, who on the show? All of us? I believe it was Kurt Fletcher. That's who I blame it on. Because we couldn't shut his ass up.
He was just fucking gang, 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 gang.
Chainsaw.
If you want to see that episode, don't watch it on our YouTube channel. Go to our Facebook fan page and go back to the Laughs in Liberty comedy show. Me, Steve, of course, Kurt Fletcher, and Tim Gaither.
Well, that's how you know it was a good episode, because YouTube banned it.
Yes.
That's how you know it was good.
Yeah, and it's funny as hell. We got three funny clips. You could go and catch him on my TikTok. Anyway, so now Steve is back because Steve is radio gold. Steve can get on a fucking podcast and make happiness out of nothing. You know what I mean? But speaking of making happiness out of nothing, I'm sure all your years on the road, you've had some really bad hotel experiences. Now, you know, I was going to Panama City. We had a show Friday night at Slapsticks Q and Brew. Ended up being a fantastic show. Great, you know, great crowd. And the owner's nice enough to let you stay at this house. You know, it's basically used to be a garage that was refurbished into a home, which, you know, right there you're thinking, all right, at least I'm not spending money on it. I'm not going to spend money on a hotel.
We're not cutting corners.
No. And you get there, and of course you're like, oh, this looks kind of sketchy. And then my friend Michael, who was the host, he's like, ah, from the outside, it doesn't look good. When you walk inside, I'm like, okay, I've been in situations like that. It's like Wichita, right? The loony bin in Wichita. You know, you basically are staying in the building. And when you walk in,
behind
it's like, oh,
this place club.
Is behind the club. There are no windows.
Which makes you sleeping.
Sleep till 3 p.m. Fuck, I overslept. But we walked in and still a garage, and out of a sudden there's a nice kitchen in there. And then you figure in this big garage, there was a little room. And I was with a friend of mine who's an older gentleman. He's my friend David, who was opening for me. You know, David's in his 70s. He's not going to stay like a high school kid, you know, like a college kid sleeping on some pullout bed. And nevertheless, we're like, no, we're going to go get a hotel. Matter of fact, let's go get the hotel I booked for Saturday night at a place called Cook's Motel. I said motel, not hotel. Motel. And you know, it's hard to find good hotels in the middle of spring break in Panama City, which, by the way, is properly called the Redneck Riviera,
as it should be. Titties and beer.
That fucking place. I mean, again, it's one of those cities I can win a George Clooney lookalike contest. You know, these are the towns I need to spend more time in.
Nothing like a drunk college girl going, did you ever know you look like George Clooney when he was on ER?
Yeah, when he was actually on the operating table, all swollen up. But So I get to this hotel and it's a motel. I mean, it's sketchy as shit. I'm like, oh, all right. It's just $90 for the night. What the hell? Well, and then you get in there. It smells like they had a smokers convention in there just the hour before. Like, and then the internet didn't work. You couldn't turn on the TV. You know, I'm looking for bloodstains on the carpet. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not staying in this fucking place. And of course, I go to the front. The lady's like, you can't cancel now. It's too late. I go, okay. Well, considering I spent about $50,000 a year in travel expenses with hotels.com, I'm going to give you a scathing review. And, you know, and she's, okay, I'll give you your money back. But no one's ever complained here. No one's ever complained. Just me.
Because they were killed in that room and couldn't complain.
No one ever heard a word from them. We don't know what happened to them. And of course, the funny thing was when me and David were outside, like getting our stuff back in the car, there was a guy had like a biker dude who probably wasn't a biker, but he wanted to look like a biker.
Yeah.
You know, he had the leather vest on and shit. And he looks like he needed help opening a pickle jar. And he's like, you guys staying here? I'm like, well, not now. And he goes, well, somebody just broke into my room. My window was open when I got back. And I'm like, oh. So while the lady was sitting there telling me in the front desk, she's like, you're the only one who's going complaining. You're the only one complaining. I'm like, well, the guy who's out there waiting for me to leave, he's got a pretty big complaint. So this may just be a bad day for you folks.
Yeah, the smell of curry when you hit a motel front desk is never a good sign.
I mean, you know, it's just funny how she was trying to tell me, you won't get the money back. I'm like, oh, yes, I will. We ended up staying at a sleep in, so, you know, blew out the whole budget, of course. You know, now we're barely making any money, but you know what? We had great shows and, Panama City Comedy and, Humidity Humor, also book shows out there, Humidity Humor and Panama City Comedy. Thanks for the weekend.
And a drunk girl thought you were George Clooney. It doesn't get any better than that.
Fuck. You know what I mean? I mean, one town I get recognized. They think I'm what the hell's his name? Hedgehog, Ron Jeremy.
Oh, some towns I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some towns they think I'm Ron Jeremy and other towns they think I'm George Clooney. There's the diversity in our country. You know what I'm saying? Now you were in Denver. You were at the Denver Improv. How was that this weekend?
Oh, it was awesome. But I do want to tell you, since we're on the bad hotel stories, I had probably one of the worst ever. I was late getting to my hotel, and ran in, just changed clothes, went to my did the show, came back, spent the night in the room, got up the next morning. Was using, you know how coffee will make you have to do your business.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there and I noticed behind the open door, a big pile of bloody towels.
Oof.
Yeah. Big pile of bloody towels. And I kind of kicked the door with my foot and there's blood on the door. So I called down to the front desk and went, hey, send somebody up right now. There is bloody towels in my room. Okay, we'll send somebody right up. Well, nobody comes. Nobody's coming. Nobody. I finally go down the front desk and I go, I called down here about bloody towels. Yeah, we can't get away right now. And the janitor's not here. And I go, bloody towels. You don't, I don't think you understand. This might be a crime scene, and you're like texting people down here at the front desk. So finally, I get somebody up there, and they cleaned it up, you know, wiped it up and everything, and no cops ever showed up. I doubt they didn't call the cops. I didn't call the cops. I don't want to be involved in anything. I just don't want to sleep in a room where there's bloody towels.
Yeah.
So I get back from that. This is when I'm still on the radio. I go, anybody have like horrible hotel stories? And this lady calls me and says that she's in a room and she smells something funny. She just smells it. Can't tell what it is. It's just funky. So she starts moving the end table and the nightstand next to the table. And then she and her husband finally decide to move the bed, and they find the end of a thumb. The end of a thumb it's all rotted and gross. And so they're like, we're out. We checked out.
No shit.
And so we started playing along. Like, how do you think that happened? You know, was that somebody like holding onto the headboard in a dollar motel, you know, like, ow, 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 you know,
somebody who forgot the
in there.
Somebody forgot the safe word.
Right.
Camel jockey, Twinkie rolls, milk duds. I forgot the fucking word.
Oh, that's a scene right out of like a Quentin Tarantino, where like, don't make me chop off the end of your finger. Tell me where the money is.
Yeah, because you would think, you know, I mean, I've cut my fingernails, and one flew away and I couldn't find it. I'm like, eh. But I've never like lost a finger and went, oh, I'll come back later for it. You know. I'll just come back later after I go get some pizza or some shit.
I've seen enough NCIS that I would have thought they'd have taken that thumb, hydrated it, done a fingerprint, found out who it belonged to. But
yeah, that'd be able to get on his cell phone or iPad. You aren't going to be needing this.
But people probably don't want to report stuff like that because you don't need, you know, in the paper, you know, thumb found at Red Roof Inn.
Yeah, by this guy, you know, fucking Red Roof Inn. Oh, yeah, no, and you know, the worst part was, so we were just so happy to be in a regular hotel. Sleep in was nice, and then you know, next day showered and stuff. There's puddle of water in the bathtub. Something was happening; water was leaking. And then the last, you know, I'm like, fuck it, just throw towels on the side of the thing. I'm not going to sit there and wait for them to come. You know, And then, of course, the last night, I take a piss and you flush the toilet and you get something's wrong and all you hear is the water keeps going.
All so
the chain
long.
Broke. The chain broke. Yeah.
Yeah.
The chain broke. You know, the toilet. So I'm like, so I go to take it off. The chain looked like the chain that was probably on the bottom of the Titanic. It was rusted out and it had a fucking paper clip. It had like a paper clip, you know, trying to hold on to the piece.
So it had been repaired.
Yes, it had been MacGyvered. It was, and then it was funny because I called before I got home and I got that thing from hotels.com. Would you like to leave a review? And I was just so happy that it was not the shithole that we were in before. And I was like, and the staff were great. The staff were really lovely and very nice there. But I was like, so I called them back. I go, hey, I just got this thing for a review. I'm just curious. Is there any chance you can give us a discount on that room? Since I was like, you know, like water skiing in the bathroom and getting a Technic shot after fixing the toilet. You know, but they're like, no, we actually gave you a pretty good discount in the first place. I'm okay. Well, now I'm going to go leave my review. Thank you. That was it.
Well, don't you think at some point hotels, but mostly motels should just be condemned. There ought to be at some point you just go, No, this can no longer be in business in any way, shape, or form. You know, you can't sleep in the bed. The toilet's still running. The mattress has got blood stains on it from whatever, you know.
Listen, you know there's going to be a problem when you sit on the bed and you hear a spring go boing. You know, in the fucking spring. I sat on the bed in that shitty, in that place, Cook's Motel. I sat on the bed and I heard boing. Oh, I was waiting to be like a cartoon where I get thrown into the ceiling because of fucking spring. It was a nightmare. And you're right. They should get rid of all these motels because what's the difference between spending $100 for a night in some shit box versus $150 at least something that's, you know, like La Quinta or Quality, you know, something else.
Right.
You
know, $50. Bucks. Something you're not going to catch AIDS from the pillow.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I was talking to David, like, you know, well, I fuck it. Let's pay more money. I mean, we're grown men. I mean, I'm like, I'd hate to be sitting here waking up in the middle of the night where somebody's slitting my throat and taking my kidney, you know, all because I wanted to save 50 fucking bucks tonight. You know, let's make a decision. Speaking of making decisions, Tom Brady's back, everybody. He's not retiring.
What?
Yeah, he announced he's not retiring from football.
Can you say publicity stunt?
You know, I mean, my good friend Mark, who does a podcast with me, who loves him, would probably be the only guy. He probably would be homosexual for Tom Brady. I'm convinced. He'd sleep with Tom. I'm sure he's happy about this. You're not a big football fan, though, are you, Steve? You don't care.
No, I keep up with some stuff because, you know, you have to. It's in the news, hot topics. But I'm not one of those. Did you see the game Sunday? Oh, you know.
Yeah. But Tom is back and good. You know, I think we still need him. The story that I thought was interesting, comedian Bob Saget, who died, we were talking about on the show a month ago. And now the family has sealed the records of his autopsy. And, you know, I mean, I'd like to know, but at the same time, is it really my business? You know, whatever ended up happening to him, you know, unless it was something like Carl.
A public figure like that, when you're a it's one thing if Joe Blow or your neighbor dies, but when it's a public figure and it was in the news and announced like, breaking news, he was just found in bed, dead. Then you kind of have to, well, what's the story?
Right.
So I think there's something to this, and they're either being paid off or they don't want us to know that he was John Carradine, you know, in the closet or something, you know?
Yeah, that's the thing, you know, it's like everybody else is going to think what they want. So they would rather have people think what they want than disclosing this information. Yeah, and I can only imagine when you're hiding, you're keeping this information from the public, it's probably damaging. And, you know, we all know that, you know, I'm speaking to him.
Did he just
we all know him? That. That's my buddy Mark.
Stop talking about me.
It's got to be something. And we were talking about that because it's, you know, major blow to the head. He just fell asleep. There was something else, you know, somebody else was in that room. You know, let's face it, something else had occurred.
When you got busted eye sockets.
Is that what it was? He had.
Yeah. There was cracks. So they said it was the eye sockets had damage too. So you either hit your head so hard that your whole head goes, or there's a little bit of everything, you know? And if you hit your head hard enough to go, you probably wouldn't go, I think I'm just going to lay down, see if I feel better.
I mean, you know, it's really scary. And that's it. It's going to go down in a mystery. And, you know, part of me, you're right. I understand. I mean, this was in the news. I mean, this was a very popular figure, but, you know, very well-loved, beloved comedian, and, you know, to not wonder what the hell happened, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I've gotten people like, because I knew Bob, you know, worked together before, and like knew in the industry, and people are like, man, how come you can't let it go? I am letting it go. I don't bring it up unless it's in the news. It's not like I'm harping on it, but I think, you know, when you see something, you're like, what's going on?
Yeah, well, that was the news that just came out, right? That the family won't, you know, the courts, they had to go to the courts to keep them from releasing the, that takes a little bit of work to keep that type of information from the public. So who knows? Who knows? You know who we could blame? We could blame Putin, because everybody else is blaming Putin.
Well, I dropped my iPhone in the toilet last night, and it was Putin's fault. I don't know if you knew.
It is Putin's fault, because we all know that before you drop the phone in the toilet, you know, you were upset because Putin had been moving his troops, and it was that nervousness that caused you to like not have as good as of a grip because all that buildup of the fear of it.
Well, I was peeing and texting at the same time. You know, I was trying to post a tweet about fuck Joe Biden's puppet. Fuck Biden's. You know what I'm saying?
There we go. We're off YouTube.
I was trying to tweet fuck Putin's puppet Joe Biden when it slipped out of my hand, you know.
Don't blame yourself, Steve. It was Putin, okay? You know, my wife, I came home late the other night. I forgot to take the garbage out. My wife was like, you forgot that? I said, it's not my fucking fault. It's Putin's fault. Fucking Putin. You know what I mean? It's fucking Putin's fault. I mean, come on, man. Give me a break. Come on, man.
Hashtag Putin's fault.
Yeah.
We need to get that trending right now.
Yeah, Domino's Pizza. It's late. Hey, man, I'm sorry. It's Putin's fault. Get a free pizza. Do we got that video of this bed? This is our leader, our president.
And now, second big reason for inflation is Vladimir Putin and gas prices. Not a joke.
Yeah,
that explains all the gas prices that have been going up for the past 3 months.
Yes.
It had nothing to do with inflation or supply chain or not drilling or pipeline shutdown. It has all happened in the last 14 days with Putin.
Yeah, but we got 9,000 leases out there. I mean, it's so fun. It's so funny when people, you know, on Facebook and stuff, you know, I do some due diligence for oil companies because I own Chevron, Exxon, Pioneer, you know.
You are part of the problem.
Yeah, see, I am the fossil fuel, you know, crazy guy. So it's like, it's just crazy. I'm like, I tell people, that doesn't mean everything. There's always leases. You know, they always get these within the pipeline. So there's always somewhere to just, and then they may not explore. There may not be anything there. They're just, you know, it's like when somebody with a metal detector says, well, there's a beach. I'm going to go try to find something. And there it goes. Yeah. And, you know, it's just amazing how if people.
Yeah, I was going to say, I felt that same way when I saw Jen Psaki talk about that, you know, no, there's leases that people aren't even using.
Yeah,
and I was like, well, maybe there's because there's nothing there. Just because you could go drill over there. Well, maybe we don't want to waste money.
Yeah. Or how about some of the regulations that were EO'd by Biden's pen? Which caused like 50% increase in cost of trying to even set up the everything to start the drilling is not cost efficient.
Here's the other thing too. America, even right now, is only using about 10% of Russian oil. So it has nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
What about the other 90% that's costing $7?
Right. Well, we're going to get it from Venezuela. You know, we were nice to Maduro over there. We were trying to get him deposed and have some other guy take a seat. Hey, I know we kind of fucked you a little bit, but can we get some? Hey, the Iranians, can we, you know, we're the Americans. Unbelievable,
hey,
dude.
America loves communist oil.
Yeah.
It makes your car run better, apparently.
Yes. Yes, it does. It's much worse. It's not as nearly
as clean.
You can
hear the knocks. You can hear the knocks and the Xi Jinping in your engine. Ping, Xi Jinping, Xi Jinping.
The Putins and pings. Use Russian gas and you'll hear Putins and pings the whole time as your car goes down the road.
Putin, ping, Putin, ping. Putin, ping, Putin, ping.
What happens when you use Russian gas?
Putin, ping, Putin, ping.
Putin,
Putin.
Speaking of big bags of wind, our second in command, the most honorable Kamala Harris, the first black woman vice president ever, leading the way. And she went to Poland, didn't know the difference between what part of Europe she was in. And this was great because when asked in a very important question about Ukrainian refugees, you know, where are all these Ukrainian people, millions of people leaving Ukraine? Where are they going to go? Very serious. People dying, children being killed, hospitals being blown up. And here's our most valued vice president ever. And her response in front of the whole world. Run it, Ben.
And for President Duda, I wanted to know if you think, and if you asked the United States to specifically accept more refugees.
Okay. A friend in need is a friend indeed.
Stop laughing, stupid. It's people dying.
Okay.
What the fuck is... Can we just call her the Joker? Can we just call her the fucking Joker or just the joke that she is vice president?
The Joker.
The Joker.
Joker.
What a, you know what I'm saying?
I like the way he kind of does his hand like, hey, hey, hey. You know, shh, hey, hey, hey. Chill, bitch.
Yes. Shutsky Moutsky. Moutsky Shutsky. Just an embarrassment. You know what I'm saying? And here's the thing. If YouTube doesn't want to show us that because, that, I mean, that clip is on YouTube, right? All we're doing is pointing out, like, how bad, like, we are a heartbeat away from that fucking train wreck running this country. All because somebody who wanted to pick a vice president did it on one qualification only.
Well, let's be honest. The entire Biden administration is like special needs kids that got their Make-A-Wish. That's the entire, every one of them is incompetent. Every one of them is like, I've always wanted to do this.
Yes. Thank you. Oh, thank you. What do I do now? You know, Buttigieg, you don't have any gas prices. You won't have any problems with the gas prices if you just bought an electric car. Yeah, I'll spend $70,000 on a fucking electric car so I can save $200 a month, you fucking beaner. And you know what? I mean, look at, and the lady who runs the transport, not the transport, the transportation administration, the woman with the blonde hair. I'm convinced that she is a lizard person. She is not a, she's a ship shapeshifter. You know, I'm telling you, dude, you need to get that one guy who does all the tinfoil shit. You got to get him to look into
it. Oh, get my car, get conspiracy theory Carl on him.
Yeah. Oh my God. Well, you're right, Pete.
She knows nothing. Whenever she's asked a question like, "How many barrels a day are pumped?" Oh well, I don't have those numbers right in front of me right now.
What I look That's like? Somebody job. Who runs the fucking. Hold on a second. I'm busy doing the Sudoku puzzle. Hold on. Fucking.
What's
I know.
Wordle?
A four-letter word for an idiot.
For loser.
Yeah, it's really bad. You know what? And again, what I find amazing is on social media when you pick now when anybody tries to defend everything that's going on, I'm like, oh, so you guys are the 25% of the United States that still approve of what they're doing. That you're part of that 25% of the people that still are trying to.
Is it not amazing to you when you look at a post like, you know, Kamala Harris will post something or one of the other Congress AOCs will post something about, you know, there should never be poor in America, you know, and then you read the comments underneath it and you're just like, how can you be this stupid? I mean, when you read, you know, thank you for doing such a great job. You're the best. We're blessed to have leaders as great as you. I mean, honestly, you read quotes like that and you're like, where are you? Are you seriously mental ill? I know we joke about it, but are you really that stupid that you still think Biden is doing a wonderful job? God blessed us with him.
Yeah. It's just a whole joke. I mean, again, the good news is we have the midterms this year, and it's going to be it's the beginning of a major change. Things can't be this bad, but you know, with all this tension going on with Russia, Ukraine, there's a U.S. astronaut that's up there on the space station with these other two Russian astronauts, and the other Russian astronauts are going, "Fuck you, Ski. You stay here, Ski." We leave you alone, Ski.
Hitch a ride, imagine, Ski.
Yeah. Maybe you can get an Uber Ski. Could you imagine being stuck on the fuck? I'm like, come on, guys, let me come. Nope, Ski. You stuck, Ski.
Well, I saw something that said they were just going to let him fall out of the sky. Had you seen that? If you Google, you'll see something about the space, like they were just going to. That the space station could just let it go.
Oh yeah, I guess Russia was basically saying that they were not going to keep funding it. Well, they don't have any money, you know, because it's supposed to fall out of the sky by the 2040 or some shit like 2030, and they were going to try, the U.S. NASA were going to try to keep it going and stuff. But I don't know if that guy's going to stay there that long, but, you know, if who knows? But I mean, it's one thing. I had a friend that I used to go to South Beach a lot with my buddy, and he would hook up with a chick and I'd be stuck in South Beach. I'd be like, where the fuck did my friend go? And I had no car. You know, I had $80 for a fucking taxi at the time. It was in the late 90s. So, you know, it's like, you know, but getting stuck. I mean, can you imagine? Hey, guys, where, so you hey, know where everybody he go?
Hey, yeah, yeah, because stuck at me, because being stuck in a space station billions of miles from Earth is exactly like being stuck at South Beach with it all is. Those half naked women and restaurants. Oh,
it's torture. It's hell on Earth. Are you coming home? I don't know. I think I'll stay here for a while. You're right. But you imagine the guy, you know, the astronaut, American astronaut sitting there going, you know, Vladimir, you know, Boris, where are you guys at? Hey, you guys outside? You guys went for a skywalk or fucking without me?
And then they just hear crickets in Russian. However, crickets sound in Russian, you know.
Chirpsky,
chirpsky, chirpsky.
It sounds just like your car when you use, you know, Russian gas.
Putskin,
Putin,
Putin,
ping, 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 Putin. That's funny shit. Yeah, so let's hope the guy comes back. But you never know. Maybe Elon Musk may be able to send up a ship, because that's who's taking the United States up in the rockets now, is Elon Musk, SpaceX. But you know, this is great. Elon Musk challenges Vladimir to mano a mano. A little fight. You know, listen, I don't want to sound like I'm trying to praise Putin, you know, because, I mean, God forbid if you say anything that's, you know, a compliment positive. Anyway, someone's going to call you fucking comrade. But I think, I'm pretty sure Putin probably be able to kick Elon Musk's ass.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe they should just arm wrestle. They should just have, like, one of those Stallone over the top kind of, you know.
Yeah, when I turn my hat like this, it's like a switch going off. I'm ready to, you know, arm wrestle. When I turn my hat this way, it's like a switch.
Well, you know what I think really needs to happen is we need Biden shirtless on horseback. We need him fishing shirtless to throw fear toward Putin. You know.
Yeah. I think I'd rather see Biden than Kamala Harris shirtless.
I think I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
I think we're the only two. We might be the only two that has it.
Yeah. Yeah. My old friend Montel Williams is banging that girl. Montel Williams. Whatever happened to Montel? He was like a spokesman for my buddy's poker company, online poker company and stuff. I played poker with him and got to meet him a few times. Good dude.
Well, I wonder what happened to him in general, because his talk show was doing well. I mean, you know, everybody knew Montel Williams, and he did an okay show. And then one day, he was gone. It was like people said, show's canceled, and you're gone.
Yeah, no, he actually suffered from MS. He did a lot of stuff for MS. He suffered from MS, which could be really debilitating. That's probably why I haven't seen him in a while. Here in Florida, I actually lost a longtime Facebook friend of mine over a social media post. My friend, who's a teacher in Florida, was very upset about the DeSantis bill that talks, that they're calling Don't Say Gay or Say Gay or Don't Say Gay. Was it Florida Don't Say Gay bill? And actually the bill is for kindergarten through third grade, not all elementary school, but kindergarten through third grade, to not discuss any sexuality courses, whether it be heterosexual, homosexual, bisexual, whatever it is. They didn't want any of that shit being discussed or being part of a curriculum. And people lost their fucking mind. Now, you know, somebody posted that, and this particular person was like, somebody had a difference of opinion. And this person was like, you're an idiot. You're a fucking bigot. And I'm like, all I did was say to the person I knew, I go, hey, I'm really troubled that you're calling people names because they don't agree with you. You know, I personally think, I don't think somebody who's in the third grade, you know, middle school, fine. you know, teach them about that shit. Talk about it. They're exposed to it. You know, but somebody in first, second grade, you know what I'm saying? Why is this an issue?
Yeah. Well, why wasn't immediately labeled disinformation? They don't say gay. Because that is not what it said. It's nowhere in the bill. It's not the title of the bill. Why was that allowed to just keep going and going and be repeated? And everybody could, that should have been right off the bat, like Facebook checkers, disinformation.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think anybody that unless it's a health class, and first, second, third graders, kindergartner, first, second, third. We're talking about health class. Just go to the fucking doctor. You know, I mean, teachers.
Well, you remember your health class. Health class didn't show up till sixth, seventh, usually junior high, I think, is when we got health class. I was thinking about this the other day. I can't name the sexuality or anything about any teacher I ever had. I'm talking about in my day. No teacher, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, Mr. Crockett, sixth grade. I can't tell you anything about any teacher because all they did was teach. They didn't come in and go, "Oh, my partner and I had a rough night last night."
Yes. I'm gonna put this BLM flag up here. Just don't worry about it. If anybody wants to ask me later, I'll tell you what it means.
You know, no teacher in anywhere in my past did that.
You know, I guess the person got upset because I said that's teachers are getting a bad reputation because, you know, there's overreach. You know, there's actually schools that were trying to tell their kids, don't tell your parents that you're talking to us about homosexuality. You know, don't tell my parents.
If you watch TikTok and you see how many teachers are doing the, I talked to my class today. I'm so excited. Other teachers and I, we've gotten together. We're all explaining to our, you know, they're like, no, you shouldn't be on TikTok talking about what you're doing, you know, grooming children.
Right. No, it's nuts. And I guess she has being a teacher. And then she said to me, until you have family members who are gay, don't you pop off to me. I said, well, my nephews are gay. One of my nephews transitioned, is transgender. So what the fuck are you talking about? Like I love when people think they're such in the know. You know, like that gives them everything in the world, every reason in the world to be insulting and just be so righteous about their feeling and so dismissive of others. And, you know, I mean, it's got to stop. I mean, you know, the one thing that this Ukrainian war hopefully would say is that we're all talking about this stupid shit. Meanwhile, these are people that are fighting for their fucking life. You know, everything's being destroyed. Right. And here we
are.
Well,
you see the article. Do you see the article that CBS did about the transgender guy in the Ukraine? He was upset because Ukraine said, you know, men 18 through such and such can't leave the country. And he's like, I can't leave. Well,
wow, that's interesting. But
CBS had to do an article about that. They had to go that far down the social justice warrior to just report the war for a while. Can't we, do we have to find every angle of like, caught you at this one.
You know, I've had other people bring this up about that. I've seen posts, other people, you know, again, I like to watch and moderate. Not moderate, just watch and observe what happens on social media. But people are like, is it my imagination? But based on the commercials I'm seeing on TV, that over 50% of the people are gay. That's what it must be, because every commercial has a gay couple or an interracial couple. You know, everything is just, right. I mean, ultimately it doesn't fucking matter. I don't care who's on the commercial, but you know, it's like, it gets to the point where like, does anybody else feel like this is just being pushed down our throat? Like, you know what I mean? It's like,
it's social engineering. And what it goes against is even what them saying is like, media doesn't reflect the real world. You know, media should reflect how it is in the real world. A paraplegic actor should be playing a paraplegic. And you can't have Rock play the King Kamehameha because he's Samoan and he's not Hawaiian. You know, that kind of.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what goes against what they said. You're showing 50% of the country. That's not representing America.
Yeah. It's stupid. And enough Rock. I don't want to see Rock in any other movie. I mean, I like the guy. He's good.
I totally agree.
He's a fucking horrible actor. Enough of The Rock. It's like, let's just get somebody who's going to draw ticket sales. You know what I mean? It's like hiring a comic that has that's a draw, but this fucking not even funny. You know?
Don't talk about Kevin Hart like that.
Come on. I'll just scream all the time. All right.
Cash back, Kevin Hart. Cash back, Kevin Hart. I use my card. I get cash back. Cash back, Kevin Hart.
Hey, man, he's making it. Let's go right to the news. Our first story today, Jussie Smollett put in psych ward. A little late for that. It was funny. I don't know if you saw the video. I don't know if you saw the video of him when he was found guilty and then sentenced. He was like, I won't kill myself. I won't kill. We don't give a fuck, buddy. Nobody gives a shit what you do.
I am not suicidal. I am not going to Jeffrey Epstein myself.
Oh, my God. What? I mean, so in need of attention. What a fucking, you know what I mean? I mean, what an embarrassment. I mean, I don't think the guy's got, the guy doesn't have the courage to kill himself. You know what I mean?
No. And the judge was awesome. The judge, when he was going, man, you have screwed up. You did your career. You screwed up your career. Your name is actually a joke now. You know, your name is
a... what a fucking idiot.
He did get lucky and they put him in the female prison. So he's going to be okay, I think.
I was going to ask you, posted something on Twitter and I said, if he goes to jail and he's getting banged by men, is that really punishment for this guy? He's like, oh, I should have done this years ago. speaking that, now, Jussie is probably one of the most unlucky, stupid, not unlucky, he's just stupid, least liked people on earth, but probably the best liked person on earth has got to be Pete Davidson. I mean, this guy's getting every hot piece of ass on earth. And now he's going to be traveling off the earth. He will be flying on the Amazon Blue Origin along with Jeff Bezos. He will be flying, and that'll probably be his outfit when he's going to the up into space.
Don't get him in any way, shape, or form. I don't find him funny. I don't find him like, oh, girls, I understand. He's very attractive. You know, I don't think he's like, he doesn't sound like he'd be a great conversationalist at a party. He's just like,
Well, I got to see him before he was big at Broadway Comedy Club in New York. I was there and he was doing spot, and he was good friends with Dustin Chaffin, very good, very funny comic now living in LA from New York. And I was like, wow, this guy is funny. I mean, he was like 18, 17 at the time. And it was like, this guy's funny as shit. You know, he just had that persona on stage. And, I mean, when he first came on Saturday Night Live, I'm like, this guy's horrible. But, you know, it's almost like this guy had the golden key. You know, it's like when you go to college and everybody knew your parents or your brother. And then you just have free. It's like this guy was, I mean. You know, and I there's nothing. I think he looks like a younger Gomez from the Addams Family. You know,
I saw a picture of the other day, and I swear he looked exactly like Beetlejuice. He didn't even need the makeup. He just had the dark circles and his hair is all jacked up. I go, they ever redo Beetlejuice? It's there it is.
There he is. He'd be great in that. And you know what? God bless the guy. I mean, like I said, when somebody has that much, I mean, my concern is he's so young and so much shit is happening now. Where do you go from here? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like going on a first date with a chick and she brings you to a threesome. I mean, what are we going to do on our next date? You know? I mean, shit. I mean, what this guy, you know, this guy is going to, he's, everything's, you know,
You've already banged a Kardashian. You haven't even done that, Dougie.
I know. I would hate that. I could imagine. I would be so nervous if like one of the Kardashians, okay, get over here, fat boy, and fuck me. I'd be like, oh, I don't know if I could do this. I just, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's
like
can. Getting on a, the camera's on. It's like come getting, on, you can do it.
It's like getting on a Harley and you haven't ridden in a while. You're like, I don't know if I can handle all that fucking speed and pressure. You're going to love this story. Norton, she's a congresswoman. Norton announces bill to require gender equality in crash test dummies. It seems the United States, the American motor makers and auto industry are only using male dummies. But this congresswoman thinks that we need to have female crash test dummies because
we need to know if there's a wreck, if the clitoris gets ripped off this dummy or not.
Yeah. I mean, listen,
we need
what's
to
the
know
difference?
That. If this if we wreck this Toyota Corolla, does this dummy lose a boob? We need to know that.
I mean, you know, maybe some women don't need an airbag. You know what I'm saying? Maybe some women have their own airbags.
Airbags.
They are airbags. They're crash test dummies. We got plenty of female crash test dummies. One's the vice president. Oh, and, you know, I just don't get it. I mean, I know that Europe is doing it. They said how Europe and their car makers are all doing it. I just don't see what the difference is when you're traveling 60 miles an hour into a windshield or a dashboard, what your sex difference means.
Yeah.
you're going to be fucked up.
The false eyelashes may give a little bit of protection when they hit the glass, and we need to know that. So there should be transgender dummies too. Why are we stopping?
Yes.
Why? We should have, you know, like full, you know, in drag dummies. So, you know, does that big old pink hair, when it hits the glass, how does it work?
The companies that make these dummies are going to be happy, because they're going to be like, okay, the transgender dummies are great, because you just use the woman on the top and the man on the bottom.
Like broken dummies.
Yeah. They're broken dummies. You know, when they break, then we can spare parts, you know, like, you know, maybe we can attach like a penis onto this woman doll.
Well, we need to know how one-legged people are responded in these, you know, what if we need to know if somebody with a hook for a hand, they should be a dummy too.
Yes. Yes. What about really fat people? You know, I mean, we should get really fat.
Strap two dummies together.
Yeah, you know, we should have gay dummies. You know, what happens if, you know,
when your head hits the steering wheel when you're blowing your partner?
Yeah, and that's heterosexual. But I mean, there's a difference if a girl's blowing you and a guy's blowing you.
You got to make sure. Things.
Yeah, it's a big difference if you're traveling at 50 miles an hour and you get a head-on collision while you're getting head, if it's a woman or a man. This is stats. We need to, you got to follow the science. You really have to follow the fucking science.
Yeah. Now, hey, have you ever thought about this? Because while we were talking about it, it just dawned on me. Who sits around and comes up with woke things that need to be done? Like, okay, what hasn't been called out yet? What hasn't been called sexist? What can we say is racist that hasn't been done yet? You know, they have to have meetings where they're like, do you know Coke bottles haven't changed in 30 years? That might be racist. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Do you think they actually have meetings?
You got to stop making soda bottles look like penises. We want them to start look like vaginas. Okay.
We need vagina bottles.
I'm going to have a glass of soda. Hold on.
Drink your soda like this.
Coca-Cola.
Strawberry.
Yeah. Oh, cherry soda. Ooh.
But you see Mango's what I'm saying? Because constantly, like you just said, now who came up with this dummy? Who said crash dummies need to be gender? They must sit around and come up with like these brainstorming meetings of like, what else can we complain about in our wokeism?
It's unbelievable. And then it was funny when I was watching this on TV, and I saw the story, of course, they had the company that makes these gender specific dummies. Yeah. And he's on there and he's like, I think it's a great idea. You know, I think we should really push for this right away. And of course, the congresswoman, it's right there. She knows the person. She knows the company. She probably is on the board. She's probably got stock in the company. That's why she's pushing this bullshit.
We need $1 billion to invest in this.
Yes. It's not Adam and Eve. It's Adam and Steve driving to the fucking picnic today.
You're talking about the congressman or person or whatever doing this. The other day when I read that Biden wants to do like $14 billion to the Ukraine now for like to help Ukraine, $14 billion, like, how come that money is never ever? I'm sorry about the war in the Ukraine. Sorry about that. We didn't do it. We didn't. But how come there's never that much money for anything we need here? There's never $14 billion for homeless vets. There's never even $1 billion for homeless. Like they're pulling money out of their ass for everything in the world, and nobody complains about it. Nobody actually, yeah. On our side, this is what's starting to piss me off about the GOP, is that they don't go, hold the fuck on. No, until we get $5 billion for homeless vets, you're not getting shit.
Yeah. Or the kids, the endless amount of homeless kids that aren't eating, you know. That was like big when they were talking about the kids in cages and shit. I'm like, there's 2.5 million homeless kids on the street. I'm sure they'd love to be in a cage that's air conditioned and getting free food from the government.
Yeah, I said that years ago and caught shit on it when Oprah years ago was starting schools in Africa, was sending like a ton of money to start schools. And I go, well, there's not any uneducated children in the Appalachians. You know, why do we cheer so many things that's happening in other countries, but don't even think twice about, you know, if Oprah would have started a school in the Smoky Mountains, more kids would be educated, back to work here, getting jobs, little better America. But no, we must help other countries.
Yeah, well, you know, good for her. I mean, she was considered a deity on Earth, but I don't know what happened to her since. Here's a funny story. Now we mentioned Tom Brady's back. Fan spends $500,000, $500,000 on Brady's last touchdown ball, which is obviously no longer going to be his last touchdown ball. Hours before he's returned. Yeah. He says, look what I fucking bought. I got Brady's last ball. I got Brady's. What the fuck's that news say? You fucking asshole. Oh my God.
I've got Brady's second to the last ball. I've got Brady's second to the last.
The guy's going to be watching games every weekend. I got Brady's second. Fuck. I got Brady's third. Fuck. I got Brady's fifth. Fuck.
He probably would like Brady's to have one of Brady's real balls at this point.
Yeah. And they're not deflated, of course. It was funny. The Players Championship in Augusta, they're playing that, and this guy hit a hole in one. It was awesome. It was like on the big par three where it's got a big lake around that little thing, and it drops into the water. The guy hit it, and then when the guy gets to the ball, he throws it into the crowd, and it was a scrummage. I mean, it looked like, you know, the people dying for that fucking ball, right?
Like and women at a wedding.
Yeah, because you know, and the guy, smart enough, the guy who finally got the ball, he brought it to the guy to sign it. So that would have been worth some shit. Our next story, an educator read, I need a new butt to children. And then he was fired.
He need a new job.
Yeah, I need a new job. Okay, boys and girls, I'm going to read you the story. It's about a boy who kept farting and he didn't like it. So he said, I need a new butt. What's that? The phone? Hold on a second. What's that? Oh, what happened? Oh, not a good story for the children. Okay, looks like Vice President needs a new job, everybody.
That's because the guy kept Putin.
It was Putin's fault.
Putin, he needed a new butt because it was Putin.
Oh, God. And then he gets pissed. An assistant principal is receiving an outpouring of support after being terminated for reading a children's book, I Need a New Butt, co-written by Kardashian, Khloe Kardashian. Toby Price, assistant principal at Gary Road Elementary School in Mississippi, told the news he decided to read a book to the students because he wanted to talk about ass.
I know, but you know, I've needed a new butt after the spanking I got as a child. I don't know if you ever had any of those where you're like, your dad just tore you a new asshole.
Yeah,
I was lucky. And that means something different now. That actually means something different.
Yes, it does. I had three older brothers, so I was fortunate my father never hit me. I was just always so scared he'd hit me. You know, I was always so terrified of it. I acted, I complied with discipline, you know. Here's a story. Florida man crushed to death by a bulldozer while using the porta potty. You know, how many of us actually worry about our demise? Like, how will it happen? Will I die in my sleep? you know, the worst way they say to die is in a fire or drowning. They said drowning is probably the worst way to die because you're sucking in water, as you know. But I, you know, I think sitting there on a toilet.
Well, I think here's the weirdest part of the story. This is the weirdest part. Is, yeah, you know how you're talking about people were sitting around, oh, I don't want to drown. Oh, I'd hate to die in a car wreck. Oh, I'd hate to die in a porta potty being run over by a bulldozer. What? So, yeah. Like, what if somebody that was actually there? You know, the worst way to go would be in a porta potty run over by a bulldozer.
Yeah. Can you imagine the guy is sitting there going, oh, this fucking porta potty smells so bad. It smells like shit. Oh, I hate this fucking job. I got to use a porta. How much worse could this get? How much worse could this get?
And not only are you hit by a dozer, that shit water is all over your body. They don't even want to help pick you up. They, you know,
you get him. You get him.
Put him in the body bag. No, you put him in the body bag. You get him. You put him.
It's your fucking turn to pick it up.
Then they bring over that thing like the crane game.
And he keeps slipping out. Oh, fucking hell, man. Unbelievable. I mean, you know, I mean, and then everybody knows. You're that guy, like, oh, you hear about Bill? No, what happened? Well, he was taking a shit.
And a bulldozer hit.
And a bulldozer ran him over. Oh, God.
Well, how drunk do you have to be on a bulldozer to just hit a porta potty? I mean, what
How
is
can you
the,
not see a
that's
porta potty?
As bad as the guy on the Exxon Valdez that ran into Alaska, you know?
Yeah. Ooh, land ho. yeah, it is. I mean, I'm guessing he backed up. He was probably backing up only way. I mean, you couldn't be going forward and going, hey, what is that?
Beep, 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 beep.
Guys, guys, guys,
I'm in here.
Occupado.
I'm in here.
Occupado. A toilet occupado.
Occupado.
Oh, fuck, that's too much. All right, our last story. New York City man rescued twice in 2 days in Arizona while taking hikes. Hey, buddy, go take a fucking hike. Listen, stop taking hikes. You know, I hate when people tell me that. You know, let's go take a hike. You go take a fucking hike. You know what I mean? When I look like I want to go hiking. Yeah, you know.
Who gets
Flagstaff,
lost
Arizona.
Twice? Who gets lost twice?
It says here, President
Biden.
President Biden. A New York City man who needed to be rescued twice on consecutive days while hiking in northern Arizona mountain ranges, urging others to pay more attention to winter weather than he did. No, New Yorker, just stay in fucking Bronx, asshole. Just stay in the fucking subway. You know, I mean.
Well, he didn't expect winter weather. He didn't expect winter weather in Arizona.
Yeah, and then I could buy that. I remember the first time I went to Vegas in December. I didn't realize, holy shit, I thought this was a desert and froze my ass off.
It's snowing.
Yeah, it's fucking snowing in the desert. Fucking so much for global warming, assholes. Anyway.
Yeah, but you know, they when he got lost the first time, they were, you know, they're like, oh, gee. Second time, they go, Biden. We got to go. This guy went Biden on us. We got to go find him. He just walked out and nobody knows where he is.
Hey, buddy, this time when you go hiking, we're going to put a cowbell around your neck.
Do you ever watch Biden when he tries to leave the stage?
Yeah. I love his lip smacking. I love when he's like, anyway.
How dare you make fun of the President of
the
United States?
He's
show more respect for the office of the President.
And that conversation. I can't believe 85 million people voted. Anyway.
Well, you know what I love about as I can't figure out when he's trying to give a speech and he's reading the prompter, but then he decides to whisper. He's gonna whisper. Yeah. And then he'll go back to the, but then I'm very angry. You know. And you're like, tell me that's not normal. That is not normal.
You know that saying, you know what I'm saying? I just thought that was so funny when he did that. We didn't play the whole video, but he's like, you know, come on, man, give me a break, man. Give me a break. When he was mad about Putin, he's like, they're blaming the Democrats for our spending for all this inflation. You know, I'm like, oh, give me a break, man. Give me a break. I'm like, oh, fucking guy, give me a break. Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
No!
Just like that.
We're done already?
We are done, man.
Time flies,
We are. Absolutely, buddy. I want to thank my good friend Steve McGrew for joining me today on our podcast, which may or may not be kept on YouTube this time. We'll see. Hopefully. I don't think we said anything really bad.
And this time we'll know if it was me or not.
Yes. Because it's going to be me. With that being said, guys, I'm going to be next week Tavolino's in Coral Springs, Florida. I'm going to be Wednesday. This Saturday is Friday the 18th. Come to City Marketplace in West Palm. I'm doing a show there. Then I'll be in Looney's Comedy Corner in Colorado Springs next week. Not this week, but next week I'll be there. Actually, the week, Thursday through Saturday at Looney's Comedy Corner. For more dates, go to DougieAlmeida.com. Thanks so much, guys. And we'll be back with an all-new show next week. I'm going to have Brittany Brave from Miami and Andy Forster from North Carolina Comedians on the show. Don't forget to join us here. Thanks, guys. God bless. Stay well. Let's pray for our folks in Ukraine to get through this shit and beat the fuck out of Putin. Putin. Putin.
Wake up.